pleasure to talk with a friend of this program. She's been very generous with her time throughout the course of this season as her son and his team, the Alabama Crimson Tide, have made another run at a national championship. And last night, they achieved their goal in Miami. Dee Dee Bonner, the mother of A.J. McCarron, the starting quarterback at Alabama, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Dee Dee, I know you guys are on your way back from Miami. Again, thank you for the time. You've been very generous with that, so thank you. I know it's been busy and crazy for you guys. Congratulations, first of all. I know it's been a hectic night. What did you guys do last night?
Oh, goodness. Hey, guys. Good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations.
Thank y'all so much. We left the stadium and went back to the hotel where the team was staying and saw the team, hugged a bunch of the players. They went up and threw their bags down and came back to the lobby, and we hung out there in the lobby and just celebrated until about 5:30 this morning. Then went back to our hotel and slept for about an hour and a couple hours and got up and packed and tried to get on the road.
Dee Dee Bonner, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the mother of A.J. McCarron. Last night her son was terrific. 254 yards, 4 touchdowns. Dee Dee, I thought that he should have been the MVP of the game last night myself.
Oh, thanks. That's sweet. He's so happy for Trent, though. I'm so glad to see Trent get, you know, it's going into the draft. So excited and proud for him. AJ was excited and proud for him, and especially with CJ getting it for on the defensive side, it was awesome. We're excited for those guys.
What did Coach Saban?
And, sorry, I said Trent.
Yes. What did Coach Saban say to you after the game? Did you guys get a chance to see him and talk with him any?
You know, we didn't get to see him except he passed in the lobby, and I got a Dee Dee, a head nod with a Miss Dee Dee. So that was it.
Your son, A.J. McCarron, and we're visiting with Dee Dee Bonner, his mother, has just come a long way. And the poise that he showed, the 4 touchdowns, the non-blemished resume that he turned in last night, 264 yards, I think, last night, it's stunning. How far he's come, and the fact that he is coming back again to play for potentially another national championship. You know, a mother's love is different, Dee Dee. Did last night take you by surprise, or was there a resonance in your soul where you said, I knew he could do that?
I think I knew he could perform at that level. We've seen him evolve. I told a reporter last night, I said, you know, it's really funny, and I think, you know, as in the state of Georgia, you guys can relate too. I think y'all were so excited when Aaron Murray came in, because coming out of high school, you know, you get this 4-star, 5-star. I'm not sure what he was rated exactly, but I know he was at the Elite 11 with AJ out there, and he performed, you know, incredibly well. And so we knew Aaron was going to be a great athlete, and AJ performed. So as a mother, I was like, oh, my kid rocked. You know, he's going to come in and he's going to do great. And as Aaron did, but, you know, you come in, and as we've watched AJ evolve and as we've watched Aaron evolve, every year they've gotten better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with Aaron coming back and AJ coming back, it's, you know, what, my gosh, what are these kids going to look like next year? You know, it's going to be amazing to see AJ's, you know, footwork and mechanics have continually improved every year, and as has Aaron's. So I can't wait to see what this next year brings for, you know, these two quarterbacks that led in passing efficiency this year, and, you know, neither one, surprisingly, were in the Heisman race there. So I'm looking forward to seeing these two guys in there next year.
Dee Dee, it's pretty funny because the game quickly, this is not the funny part, but the game last night quickly got out of hand. Alabama pretty much put down the hammer, or put the foot on the accelerator, and did not let up on Notre Dame. So quickly, the story via ESPN became you and AJ's new girlfriend, Catherine Webb, and they showed pictures of you, and we've been always been very complimentary and very truthful. You're a gorgeous woman and beautiful on the inside as well. But the camera pans to you guys no less than probably 10 to 15 times in the first half, second half of that game, and you're cheering, and you've got a serious look on your face, and Catherine's cheering, and so I've been reading these stories, and apparently the entire country is fascinated with your son's relationship with Catherine Webb. He's they're very excited and want to know everything about this relationship. And I'm wondering, was that new territory for you?
Oh, it's hysterical. We have bless her heart. She had like 2,200 followers or something when we walked in the game last night with Twitter, and when we walked out, she had 100,000. And now this morning she has 160,000. So, I mean, it's just like growing like a rapid wildfire. It's quite comical, and that's what she's laughing about. Matter of fact, she's on the phone right now with Donald Trump behind us. And so Derek and I, my husband and I, are going, really? He calls you?
Right. Donald needs to stop.
Yeah. He's like on the phone with her. So I'm like, yeah. So we're looking at each other going, what?
Maybe she'll be on The Apprentice here or something, huh?
Oh, my goodness. We are cracking up. So, like, really, you know. I mean, of course, you know, she's stayed with us and all. And I'm like, so this is you at 7 o'clock in the morning? Really? Yeah, I love having her around. I'm like, can you eat a Twinkie? Can you eat anything? It's just been funny with her.
Dede Cordell, hey, how are you?
Good.
Congratulations. Just like I talked about when we were at the World Congress Center here in Georgia, I asked you the question about your nerves. Tell me about your nerves this time. Were they rattled? Were you excited? Were you very anxious?
You know, I was actually calmer, I think, this time than we were before. It was LSU, and we saw him the night before and got to hang out with him for not quite as long as we did with the LSU game, but we got to hang out with him. But he was just so calm, so poised. He seemed ready. And there was just an air about, you know, we ran into Nico and several of the players, and we got up that got to see him that morning and hang out with him for a little while. And, yeah, they just – and saw several of the players then, the linemen, the O-line, and I tell you, they looked ready. And I was like – I was still nervous. Because you're going against, a Notre Dame team that's undefeated, you know, 12-0. They didn't get there. I mean, you know, they wouldn't have been there if they shouldn't have been there. So I was like, man, they look good. I knew we were ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't quite as nervous as I was going up against LSU the year before. Still nervous, but not quite as nervous. But, you know, then every time we got the ball, we scored on every drive, I was like, okay, I can handle this now. I started to relax some.
Yeah, tell me about late in the game when your son A.J. McCarron and Barrett Jones had the little altercation, a little scrimmage, I guess you could say, late in the game. What were you thinking in the stands when you saw it?
My God, they're an old married couple.
That's good.
He's got a bell rung.
I could tell because AJ was. I could tell he wanted to snap. I saw Barrett pointing, wanting to change the play, and AJ wanted one way, and AJ called timeout. Well, my first thing was AJ got the timeout in before, and so then I was yelling at the. You know, I'm like, Zebra, he got the play in. What are you talking about? So I was mad at the ref because I thought he got the play in, the timeout called in. So, and then when they got into it, and then of course they immediately hug afterwards. You know, they're just, it's like frickin' frack. It's so funny with those two. So, I knew it would be over in 2 seconds. That's just the way they are. They're like the brothers that fight and then make up in a few minutes.
Well, I would say I was hoping that it was over real quick, too, because Barrett's a big man to be putting his hand on your baby. And I'm more than sure in the stands you probably say, you better not hit my son. I know you had to say it at least once, Mom.
Well, you know, I don't think I would have to because I think Chance and all of them would probably have to – they would have calmed Barrett down. So they're such a good, sweet kid anyway. I mean, he would have calmed himself down, so –
We're talking with Dede Bonner, the mother of A.J. McCarron, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Carl Dukes, Cordell Stewart, Rachel Barbeau. They are on their way back from Miami, the national championship. Alabama claims a third in 4 years. We've been talking about the dynasty conversation today here on the show, Dede. And I'm just curious, you know, someone who's witnessed this now and your son back-to-back national championships, do you consider this to be a dynasty? Do they have to?
Oh, I do.
You do?
Yes. I don't see how you couldn't. I mean, I think Nick Saban's proven himself.
And when you talk about
3 and 4 years.
Yeah, well, and that's been part of our discussion today. And I was wondering how you felt about it and what, you know, people that you're around there at Alabama, obviously the Alabama faithful feel good about their chances even coming back next year now that AJ has made the decision to come back next season and be quarterback again.
And, you know, I don't even think it stems just around AJ. You got to look at the we've got so much on our defense. We still got great guys coming back on O-line. I mean, granted, we're losing some, but we've got some guys stepping in that'll fill in. receiving core. I think we're going to have great guys coming in there. I mean, I think the opportunity definitely will be for us to compete against anyone next year. But I think with when you have the coaching staff that we have, you're definitely going to have that chance to be a contender every year. So I think the dynasty, I think it's, the mark's there. I think we've made it to that already. So I think Coach Nick has done it.
Didi, how exciting is it that you're going to get to see both your sons play next year? Because I know that that was an exciting factor for you. You talked to us about your younger son. Is it Corey, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
That they'll get to play together next year.
Well, he actually got to dress last night, so they cleared him to dress. So he was on the field, number 47. So I was starting the Corey chant like they did the Rudy chant years ago,
aww,
but it just wasn't taking off. So I was doing it in the fourth. But no one was joining in with me. So I cannot wait next year. I mean, that will be my dream come true to hear McCarron to McCarron for a touchdown. So that's going to be my world complete right there.
Well, Didi, and we know you guys are on the road. I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't ask, is Catherine still on the phone with Donald Trump?
No, unfortunately, I guess she kicked Donald to the curb for you guys.
All right, so can we talk to her for a few minutes?
Absolutely. Hold on just a second.
All right, terrific.
Thanks, Didi.
Didi Bonner, the mother of A.J. McCarron, Alabama's quarterback, passing the phone
to
his girlfriend, Catherine Webb. Hi, Catherine. This is Carl Dukes, along with Cordell Stewart and Rachel Barbeau. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. I know you guys are traveling. Listen, I just heard you on the phone with Donald Trump. You got a TV deal working?
No, we talked for like 20 minutes about everything, and no, he just had so many good things to say about AJ, and so I really, really like Mr. Trump. He's a really good guy. But yeah, sorry I held you up on the radio.
No, it's all right. It's a live show, Catherine. No big deal. So here's the deal. Catherine, there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, you being on television a lot last night, ESPN showing you in the first half. I know Didi was telling us that your Twitter followers went up to over 100,000 after you were seen on television. How are you feeling today? What was it weird last night in experiencing all of that?
You know, it was a really crazy experience. Me and AJ both come from different platforms where we're kind of shoved into the media spotlight. But to have that kind of spotlight, that's a little different experience. And it was just a really neat thing to see happen. And my phone was dead during the game, so I didn't really know the the amount of followers that I was getting by the minute. And so to kind of charge my phone and then to open up my Twitter and see that I have over 150, like now I have like over 160 thousand followers, but it was just, it was crazy. Like, I don't know. It was kind of cool though.
I'm sure. We're talking with Catherine Webb. She's the girlfriend of A.J. McCarron, the quarterback of Alabama. They won the national championship last night, beating Notre Dame 42-14. I understand there were other stars tweeting you. Did you get a message from Aaron Murray last night?
I believe I did. I mean,
well, he's the,
I didn't
well, he's
see
the,
it on my feed, but I saw people taking pictures and sending it to me. And so it is what it is. Clearly, AJ had a comeback for it. So
that he did.
I'm okay with that.
That he did. By the way, I said that he did. And yes, yeah. Aaron Murray is the starting quarterback of Georgia. And apparently, he tweeted AJ McCarron's girlfriend last night, Catherine Webb. And I just wanted to confirm whether or not if it was true, or you know, sometimes people put fake pictures out there. So from what you know, that is true. Yes.
That is pretty true, yes.
Okay, all right.
Catherine, Rachel Barbeau here. You know, I find it fascinating, and I've heard you do as well, the people's interest in your relationship with AJ. You're a beautiful girl, former beauty queen. You've got the world ahead of you, and it's like the story goes, you're in love with, you know, or in relationship, I would say, I'm not going to jump the gun, with the famous quarterback now that's been winning. And it's interesting because I heard that somebody set you up on Twitter that they included both of you in a tweet, and then you started to tweet each other and then text each other, and then you met, and that's how the relationship started. But then last night, you get all the, you know, the hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers watching your new boyfriend's game.
You know, it's pretty crazy how, you know, something like that happens. Like, I remember having like 300 followers right when I first met AJ, and then people started finding out that we were dating, and the followers kind of grew by like 2,300, and then currently I have 160,000 followers since last night, and it's pretty cool. But you know, it gives me the opportunity to kind of use that platform to be an example and you know, be a role model, which I would love to classify myself as. So,
is it true you're moving to Tuscaloosa to be near AJ?
Absolutely. I can't live in Los Angeles anymore and be that far away from him. So I'm just going to move to Tuscaloosa and then probably model in Atlanta if I need to and all that fun stuff. So,
Catherine Webb, we appreciate the time. We want to get you back on the show very soon as your Twitter followers increase, all right? We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tell Dee Dee thank you for joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we'll talk to her soon as well, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Catherine Webb.